Hey-o! Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on them Twitter streets. And there he is, everybody's favorite on-time cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, I'll tell you what's going on, Shane.
What's up?
We got the playoffs starting this week here.
Playoffs?
Playoffs. So we got multiple teams in the SEC at the end of the week are going to be playing it off.
Yes.
We got bowl games right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I finished the 26 schedules, so I figured we talk about these bowl games, these matchups.
Yes.
And then we're going to predict the record for each and every team in 26. You can never do it too early. We'll do it 10 times between now and kickoff, but I figured why not do the first one?
Why not? Why not be the first one? Forget the transfer portal. We're going all in here.
How's that sound, buddy?
That sounds great, man. Let's do it.
All right. Yeah, and we got Christmas right around the corner, so
yes.
Pretty fired up.
And it's freezing out, man. It feels like the North Pole out there, don't it?
It does, but I'll tell you where it doesn't, Shane.
Where's that?
Columbia. How about them Gamecocks? So anybody that missed it, I did a little emergency pod over the weekend. So nothing officially official. I don't think he's signed on the dotted line just yet.
Yeah.
But all indications, Lenore Sellers coming back to South Carolina. I don't think he had any intentions of ever leaving. And the way I hear it, Shane, Dylan Stewart is committed to returning as well. So again, neither one of has signed on the dotted line, but maybe we just keep it to Sellers here. But if Lenore Sellers comes back,
yeah,
how much does that change the thoughts of old red hot Gamecocks?
I mean, to be honest with you, Mike, I don't know. You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm just being brutally honest.
Well, we got one Scrooge. We know who that is.
I've already fooled me once. Shame on me. Fool me again. You know, I was excited he came back this season, and then we saw these results, and I'm a little leery. But I do like the OC. I like the OC hire. I do think the transfer portal is going to be absolutely crucial for South Carolina. And honestly, man, being able to keep these boys at home speaks volumes to the maybe the culture of that locker room, right? Shane Beamer's created. That those guys are saying, you know what? Last year, let's erase it. We got shit to prove this season.
Well, that was all about Mike Shula's dumbass. He's gone, Shane.
Yeah, that's a good point. I feel better now. Just get my boys some offensive line.
26 is the year to be optimistic, Shane. Yeah. It's Cocktober's right around the corner.
Oh,
you know what?
Yeah, that diet is warming up, Mike.
All right, so hey, before we dive into it, though,
yeah,
always got to give a shout out. My bookie presenting sponsor. Go check them out if you haven't already. Again, playoffs right around the corner. Bowl action, NFL action, NBA's kicking off. I think it's already kicked off. Hell, baseball, if you care about that, that's coming too. So whatever you're into, go check them out. MyBookie.ag is a website. Promo code SEC, all kinds of deals, Shane. Not deals, steals over at MyBookie this holiday season. And then once you go and get you some winnings, and you can take your winnings over to Tennessee Legends, Shane.
Baby.
Go drink your sorrows if you're Shane, and cheers to victory if you listen to Steven and I. Shout out Tennessee Legend, Shane.
If you're not in the playoffs, you can be if you get over to Tennessee. It don't take too many rounds to feel like you're back in. So, hey, I will say this about Tennessee Legend. It's that time of year, right? We're looking for that little gift to put in the – and maybe in somebody's – how you say it? I always forget
stocking
it. Stocking stuffer. It's a nice one to do. You can also be like, what's a game you steal presents from each other? One they always fight for is Tennessee Legends. So be sure to check them out. They got two locations in Sevierville, one in Nashville. Let them know the cousin sent you, and all you're gonna get a discount, but you'll get a bonus gift as well.
Yeah, and Tim's right. Or no, sorry, this is Robert. SEC football is the only sport worth watching. I feel you, but not everybody is right there. You know what?
But then when SEC football's gone, what do we do, man?
I don't know what to do with my hands, you know?
Exactly. I gotta be busy, man. That are going to play video games. Who wants to do that anymore, right? Just kidding. Right. Cousin JR, I saw you out there.
All right, Shane, so let's dive into – let's just get right into the action.
Let's do it.
Because this is going to be a jam-packed show, holiday season. Let's talk some playoffs, Shane. And I did the footballs for Alabama,
mm-hmm.
at Oklahoma. I think this is the number one playoff, but bowl game, whatever you want to call it, in the SEC. Some may bicker, and we'll hit on them all, but – this to me, Shane, is a hell of a matchup. Of course, these two have already faced off once this season in Tuscaloosa. Oklahoma got it done 23-21. Bama did not. Mm-hmm. Bama's fading a little bit here. Sooners can't kill a damn Sooner, apparently.
Mm-mm.
But the football, Shane, the football's slight advantage to Alabama for whatever that's worth. What's your biggest storylines for you personally? As we head into Alabama at Oklahoma here in the college football playoffs.
Running the damn football, Mike. I mean, that's what I'm looking at for both of these football teams. Something they've really struggled out all season long, Alabama especially. Every time anything is mentioned about Alabama or Tuscaloosa, all I see is -3. -3 keeps popping up because that's what they were able to do this last football game. So I think it's important for both teams to establish that run game. And for Oklahoma, I think it's important to keep your foot on the gas and just light up the stands, man. This has got to be a home field advantage. You're right. You can't kill them Sooners for some reason. I mean, I've counted them out probably 4 times this season, and they just keep chugging along. But you got Alabama, a team that people have already counted out. They're saying, hey, this coach is going to Michigan. I don't care what they say. You know, I think that makes that team a little bit more dangerous as well. So I think this, I told you going into this one, Mike, this is going to decide who that other national championship team is going to be, in my opinion.
Ooh, and speaking of that, Shane, let's call attention to that because this did come out here on Sunday. This is an official statement from Mr. Kalen DeBoering here. My family and I are very happy in Tuscaloosa, remain extremely grateful for the support of President Mueller, Greg Byrne, the board, and so many others. We have an incredible opportunity in front of us, so my sole focus is on Alabama football and the preparations to play Oklahoma in the college football playoff. I have not spoken and have no interest in speaking with anyone else, Michigan, about any job. I am fully committed to this program and look forward to continuing as the head football coach at the University of Alabama. So that's his statement.
Committed till Friday.
Yeah, they may not be committed to his ass if he loses. You know what? Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, this may be one of those, well, I don't think that it's more you than me, you know. So, I mean, this is what you got to say. This is all lip service. I mean, if you remember the infamous Nick Saban also said he's not going to be the coach at Alabama. Then he became the coach at Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, this was a pretty strong statement, though, don't you think? I'm going to be here. I'm not talking to anybody.
No, I get that. I mean, it's talking season already, Mike. I'm not too worried about these words, and especially if he would have came out and said, yeah, again, definitive. If you read those words, and I always read between the lines here, I ain't going nowhere. I mean, that's what I want to see from my head football coach. I think that this is still a little bit open, but I don't know, man. Me and you talked about this earlier. I don't see why DeBoer would leave the University of Alabama for Michigan. I've got to be convinced that he's even a candidate for this. But I still, I don't know. I'd like to see a statement comes out that's a statement, not some shit that he printed off ChatGPT or something.
How about Mr. J game? He says he'll be on the phone by halftime.
Oh, you know it's going to be ringing through there, especially if Sooners jump at him on him often.
And then I don't know if you saw this, Shane. Again, I don't know. I haven't really followed this guy. I don't know if he's being clickbaity. I have no clue. I truly don't. Damian Harris, he used to be a running back at Alabama under Nick Saban. He's come out. I did see the clip where he's – I don't know if you've seen this, Shane, but he says if Kalen DeBoer loses to Oklahoma, he should be fired. What's your thoughts on that?
If Kalen DeBoer loses to Oklahoma, she'd be fired. I mean, Jesus. I mean, you're in the playoffs year two, right? No, I don't think you should be fired. I feel like that was expectations. Year two, you're competing in the college football playoffs, and that's exactly what Kalen DeBoer is doing. So I think he's fulfilling his end of the deal. Has it been pretty? Absolutely not. I think the rough start with the Florida State, you know, caught some fire. People got excited about the future of Alabama. And then here lately, they feel like they've kind of fell to the wayside a little bit, right? But still, all that matters, Mike, is you're in the dance. And I feel like there's a lot of SEC coaches that were in the news all, you know, here the last couple of weeks that aren't in that dance. So I think it's important to remember you got to get there first. And that's exactly what Kalen did.
Yeah, and all right, so let's transition back to the game. You know, you said running game will be critical. I agree with that. You know, both teams got banged up running back situation. Mm-hmm. Both of them struggle to run the football at times. Just look at the footballs. I mean, buddy, they're both in the hundreds when it comes to rush offense efficiency. Yeah. And what makes it even more challenging is Oklahoma is the elite number two in the country in run defense efficiency. Bama's not bad, 43. So you would think Oklahoma's going to have some opportunities to run the football, but hell, they can't really run the football. So that will be critical. Any thoughts on, you know, I believe the turnover margin was 3-0, I think, last time. Alabama, you know, had the pick six. They had some key turnovers. And a lot of people look back at that game and say, well, hell, you know, if they just don't turn the ball over, they would have won that football game. Yeah. Do you buy into that? Or because I've seen the Sooners, they take a lot of offense to that kind of talk.
Yeah, but I mean, I get it. They had that stint of no turnovers too. So I don't know, man. I'm just afraid it's the two-dimensional side because I feel like if both of these teams just got back to quarterback play only. I'm trying to pick which one I have more, you know, maybe more confidence in, and I would lean more to Alabama. So maybe what I should have said is it's important that Oklahoma doesn't get one dimensional because I think that would kind of move to Alabama's favor, you know?
Right. And then Cody says this time we'll have R. Mason Thomas, but I don't think that's accurate. Again, maybe things have changed in the last couple hours, but it's my information is his status up in the air. So I do not know. Again, maybe Cody knows something I don't know, but I'm not seeing anything definitive. So, again, that would be a big boost to Oklahoma if they get him back, but I don't know if it's happening for certain. And what about
this is the first game of the college football playoffs, right? I think the fact that it's moved to Friday, I feel like there's going to be so many eyes on this football game, which, again, there will be the other playoff games, but this one in particular, I feel like here's an Oklahoma team that maybe hasn't got enough respect during the season. Here's an Alabama team that's not getting respect here at the end of the season. Yeah. And I feel like there's going to be one team that just extremely shines, and the other one we're going to say, see, I told you they were a fraud, you know? I feel like it's a fraud alert game.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think that Alabama's defense is maybe the most underrated unit here? Because everybody's going to talk about Oklahoma's defense, as they should. They're elite. And I'm not saying Alabama is on their level, but I think they're pretty close, believe it or not. I know they just got their ass whooped by Georgia, but it was, you know, a block punt. Yeah. It was a turnover by Ty Simpson. I mean, it was a lot of short-yarded situations. I guess an elite offense in Georgia, but at least by the efficiency metrics. Other than that, I mean, I think Alabama's defense is getting better and better. And again, I'm not saying they're better than Oklahoma, but I think they're highly underrated coming into this matchup.
I think you're right, Mike. And, you know, one thing about Bama is, you know, they've struggled here of late, but, you know, I really think they wouldn't be in the playoffs if it weren't for this defense keeping them in some of these games. So, sometimes a defense can be the hero, and sometimes it can't. And I feel like right now, if you're looking at one side of the football that's in the right, you know, moving the right path, it'd definitely be Bama.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, I've been drinking. Sorry, man. I was like, you know, I'm just going to have a couple of drinks. And I was like, so I apologize. But, yeah, this game, I just honestly, I feel like it's a coin toss. I'm trying to look, and we're going to get to picking, you know, scores later. But I just feel like, man, you can convince me that Alabama's defense, like you're talking about, is elite. But then you could also say, but – who's the best? You know, and then I'm like, right. You know what? I'm back on the Oklahoma side. So this one here, it's like a seesaw. I just keep going back and forth with.
Let me ask you this. Which quarterback you got more confidence in? Because neither one of these guys is playing well, Ty Simpson or John Mateer.
Oh, man. Neither. Can I say that? Is that? Yeah. I mean,
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I just feel like the weapons of Alabama could be scary. We keep waiting for them all to hit at the same time.
Yeah.
And they just don't. So I to say that it's going to happen in a playoff game in Norman, Oklahoma, I'm not certain either. So
which head coach do you have more confidence in, DeBoering or Brent Venables?
Venables right now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just kind of surprised to hear you say that, because I would go DeBoering,
mm-hmm.
but he is 0-2 against Venables. So, I mean, it's – and again, it's not like a – I'm not saying by a wide margin, but I just think he's a – of course, it didn't look like it last week, but I think he's a big-time, big-game coach, if that makes sense.
Well, that's – I think that's – I mean, shit, that's what I was going to say about Venables is – When their back's against the wall and they got to go to, you know, Knoxville and Tuscaloosa, mm-hmm. they do it. And I felt like that was, you know, we just talked about the defense, but who's manning that side of the football? So, yeah, I think big games right now since the Texas game, I feel like, you know, if there's those little footballs, I'd put them on Venable's side right now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Last thing, and then we can hit on some of these other games. Does it surprise you at all? Or I don't even know if you're aware of this. Do you know who's favored in this game?
Well, in fact, you're saying it. I want to say Alabama is favored.
Yeah. Does that surprise you at all?
No. Because they've been doubting my Sooners all year long, Mike. Sooners are like, no!
I think you've been doubting them every week, too.
I know. It's like Vanderbilt, you know? All right, maybe they are a good team, you know?
Well, you know who is also awesome, Shane?
Who's that?
Tab B. Damn. Shout out, Tab. Give us $50. Donation, Shane. We'll play this little jingle for him. Appreciate you, Tim.
Purchase
two Lane Quinton shirts with the private jet and pour juice on them. Got me one in a size 5X pink for my side chick. Let's go. Yeah, I ordered one myself. I'm going to, next time I'm on Fine Bob, I'm going to wear this damn Lane Quinton shirt. You know what?
Lane Quinton. I love it, man. I love it. Get it in that baby blue, too, you know?
And shit, appreciate you. $10. Glad to hear you're sounding much better, Mike Gieterden. And then Rusty. Yeah, appreciate you, Rusty. $20.
Hell yeah.
Y'all come experience the Grove next year when Ole Miss plays Lane Quinton.
Yes, we're there.
That's like my number one game.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to try to convince Mike to dress up like a mustard bottle and me like a golf ball. I just think it'd be a hit, Mike. I think it'd be a hit. I'm just afraid it'd be hot as hell.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a pass for me.
Yeah. I got time.
You know what's not going to be a pass, though, Shane?
What's that?
Miami at A&M, ooh. Shane. Early game on Saturday. Why the hell is this not the night game? I'll never know. But A&M favored to beat Miami by, I think, 3.5. Yeah, 3.5. Thoughts on this matchup as Miami comes to College Station?
I think it's going to be drawn up to be a good game. But at the end of the day, Mike, I just feel like this is an opportunity for all those people out there saying, should it be Miami? Should it be Notre Dame? Should it blah, blah, blah? I think this is a real opportunity for this conference to kind of plant that flag, if you will. So that's kind of what I'm hoping. I really hope that this is a physical football game. And And I hope it's the most lopsided game we see coming into this season, Mike. That's kind of where I'm at right now. But, Mike, I mean, just a
3.5-point spread. I don't think they're anticipating a blowout.
Listen, Linda, just because I'm saying it doesn't mean it's going to happen. I know exactly how this thing's going to be playing out. We're going to be sitting here in the fourth quarter with a 4-point lead, praying that our defense can get in this game. That's kind of what I think. I feel like we should destroy Miami, but I have that gut feeling that it's going to be a ball game in the fourth quarter.
Hey, I didn't realize this, but we should call this the Notre Dame game, Shane. These are the two that beat Notre Dame and kept them out of the playoff. So if nothing else, you should support Miami at least for that.
Yeah, it'd be good to see Carson Beck in the playoffs finally, you know?
Yeah, he's missed on a lot of chances there, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Is he dating anyone right now? I mean, anybody stole his Lambo this week?
Well, I really like this matchup for A&M.
Yeah.
I think this one, I know you highlighted the rushing attack for Bama, Oklahoma, but I think it's imperative. Whoever wins the rushing battle in this one, I think will win the game.
Yeah.
Because Miami is a little one-dimensional. I think that plays into the hands of A&M with their pass rushers and their defense, and Miami's inability to run the football is kind of mitigated by A&M's weakness stopping the run. So,
yeah.
Again, if Miami has a field day on the ground, I think that's bad news for A&M. So, Coach Elko's had many weeks to prepare for this, right? Yeah. Get his defense geared up for it. So I'm not sensing a blowout necessarily, but – I really wish this was a night game. I feel like A&M got robbed. Instead, we got freaking Oregon, I think, and
yeah,
their stupid team at night. Like, why in the hell would that not be the morning game?
Because it's going to be a blowout. Nobody's going to want to watch this thing. Oh, my.
I think this is a way better. No, the other one's like a 20-point spread.
See, I'm just trying to be positive here. For them Aggies. But you know what? Yeah, let's have a ball game. Let's have a 2-point ball game in the fourth quarter. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a 2-score ball game in the fourth quarter.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But again, I don't understand how anyone on paper thinks this is not as good a game as Oregon J. I don't even know JMU. I don't know who the hell that is.
Oh, well, no, that should be... That should be playing right now, Mike, while we're on air. I mean, yeah, I totally agree with you. And I have no idea why that's the case. But at the end of the day, yeah, what if it is a game? What if, maybe they know something we don't. What if JMU and Oregon's a game and then we're sitting there
questioning the
Big Ten?
The people that hate A&M.
Yeah.
I mean, they just overlook all these wins. But, you know, Maybe it's fair to say, well, you know, all the teams in the SEC they played. Again, yeah. That's going to be the narrative. You know, if they lose this Miami game, yeah. Is, well, they lucked out on the schedule. Do you think that's a valid critique?
Say that again.
If A&M loses to Miami,
right?
They're just going to be like, well, we told you that they didn't have to face anybody good in the SEC.
Do you think that, let me ask you, which team has more to lose then? Out of these two that we've talked about so far, that Alabama-Oklahoma match?
How drunk is Shane?
Dude, like, brother. I just, listen.
They're just going to whoop everybody's ass. Like,
I really do. I get why we want to make this a good game. I just don't. I don't think it's going to be a good game. And I sound like Hunter, you know, trying to compare these two teams. Yeah, they're not the same. Texas A&M played a lot better football teams than Miami. And so I get it. I feel like it should be on paper a good game, but I don't know. Maybe I'm a homer. Maybe I two SEC homer over here.
Yeah.
To feel like this is going to be a ball game.
Well, I have always question this Mario Cristobal. I don't think he's a good coach.
Yeah.
I think he's an excellent recruiter, and they got a ton of money. And they have spent, to my knowledge, on both lines of scrimmage. So they should be good there. They spent, obviously, a ton of money on Carson Beck.
Yeah.
And he's as likely to kill you as he is to win you a game. And I know they have a freshman receiver that's, like, amazing. So that's going to be critical because A&M's not great stopping the pass. I mean, they're actually better at stopping the pass than they are the run. But again, his name's Tony. You got to watch that guy.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, not to be overly simplistic, but it's just, can we keep Carson Beck in check? If we could keep him in check, I think you're 100% right. I think they could kill this team.
Yeah.
And I like the way A&M can approach this game on offense. They can go pass heavy. They can go run heavy. And I think they should have a lot of success on Miami's defense.
Yeah, I do too. But you know, that's what they talk about all the time. Every time I turn on the TV, they're telling me how great these ends are. You know, do you think defensive front, which defensive front do you favorite right now? Which one is, I guess, if you were putting a football in.
Yeah, I would give the edge to A&M, okay, but probably not by a ton.
Yeah. I mean, because it is a good looking front, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I mean, that stuff travels, you know what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, shout out. Who was it? It was pretty hilarious. James, cousin James. Drunk is not Shane in the least.
Ossifer, no.
Hey, shout out Freedom Band. Appreciate you. Have y'all seen SEC roll call guys, non-college football stuff? I'm not familiar with SEC roll call. Are you?
I'm sorry. I'm not. Is that the guy that makes fun of, like, they dress in character and stuff and, like, they're Alabama and.
No, not SEC shorts.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking.
Sorry. Yeah, I definitely have seen those. But
no, I probably have. I probably shouldn't say. I'm so bad of names that if I see the clip, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I've seen that.
He doesn't even know my name.
Mike, right? We're trying to start wearing name tags around here, Mike.
All right, let's see. Now, again, you want to talk blowout.
Yeah.
That's what I think should happen with this one, Shane. I mean, look at those footballs. Ole Miss hosting Tulane. Again, this is a college football playoff for some reason. The spread's 17.5 right now in favor of Ole Miss, America's team, since Lane Quinton left the building. These two have already faced once before. It was 45-10. And I'm a big John Summerall fan. I think he's going to do a wonderful job at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think his team should be in the playoff. I think, you know, they're kind of the charity. There's two of them, unfortunately, but they're kind of like are they a 12th best team in the country? No, I mean, this is kind of asinine. This, if Ole Miss comes to play, and I don't know how they wouldn't.
Yeah,
I think they'll beat the hell out of this team.
Yeah, Mike. And this is America's team right now, isn't it? Isn't that what Ole Miss is? But I want to ask you, I was thinking about Tulane and John Summerall. I was like, the Gators, I think they're pulling for Tulane because that's their coach. But then again, maybe they're not, so their coach can get to work over here in the swamp. So I don't think this is going to be a good game either. I know I've said that now three times, but I really – I mean, what was it, 40-something to 10 the last time these two teams played? So
yeah, 45-10.
I'm expecting the same results in this matchup. Can you sit starters in a college football playoff? That's what I want to see in the second half.
What if, for some reason, like Tulane jumps on them? Does, you know, does Pete and everybody, they could freak out, don't you think? Oh, no, where's Lane? You know what I mean? We need him. Blah, blah. You know, I think that's the only path to make this a ball game. Like, maybe Tulane comes out with, like, a surprise onside. You know, maybe they get a pick six or something.
Yeah.
They're gonna need some gimmicks. They're gonna need some surprises. It's going to be like the water boy. You know what?
Do we think that Lane sent Charlie in for sabotage so it wouldn't be the first time Ole Miss wins a natty? Some terrible play calling.
I could see that not for Lane and them, as asinine as this sounds, Shane, every win Ole Miss gets, he gets a bonus at LSU.
Oh, so keep him rolling. Yeah. Yeah.
So he's going to want that money, you know?
Yeah, because that's what Lane Quinton does.
Shout out, Token. Ole Miss has Georgia covered. Mm-hmm. Not worried about Tulane. Huge advantage to have the game prep for both already. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Game prep for the next two.
He ain't leaving. He ain't. Tolkien ain't leaving. He's staying with us. Thank you, cuz.
He's going to leave with you. Well, you keep that shit up.
Not if too late, or not if Ole Miss keeps winning. And I feel like that's going to be fun, too. That'll be a fun talking point because, again, I don't know how many people watched the first Tulane Ole Miss matchup. Hell, half the fans didn't. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
they're going to all be there for this one.
Tolkien says, I ain't leaving. All right. Then we got the other bowl games real quick. We don't have to spend as much time necessarily on all of these. But Michigan and Texas, all of a sudden, Shane, it became a lot interesting to me when the coach went AWOL and got arrested. And, I mean, good Lord. But at Texas, Michigan, this was already one of the more premier bowl matchups. Texas favored by 7.5 in the Citrus Bowl. This could be an interesting one, don't you think, with Arch and everything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you may want to turn the audio down in this one because I can only imagine the stories are going to have queued up. But, no, I feel like this is a good game. And you know, with all the bowl opt-outs and all that shit that's going on around the country, I feel like it's very, very important for Texas. There wasn't as much quit as I thought, right?
Yeah.
To come out here, get the job done, take advantage of these extra practices that they have, and that's a launch pad into next season. I feel like Texas will be ready to play this game. Michigan got a lot of noise going on.
This is a big one, Shane, I think, for conference pride.
Yeah, yeah.
If you lose to this damn Michigan team without their coach,
yeah,
this could be a long off season for us. You know what?
Absolutely. I mean, if I told you 20 years from now, do you remember that Texas Michigan game? You're going to say, was that a playoff game? Was that a championship game? I mean, when you hear those two teams, that would be my first thought, especially if it's that long ago.
Right. And hey, if Texas wins big,
yeah,
I'm just preparing you now, buddy. It'll start the hype for Texas preseason. Number one. Arch is back. Blah, blah, blah.
He's back.
It's happening.
Baby.
You know what?
He's back, baby.
Just like Shin. Appreciate you, buddy. Give us $10. Ole Miss will absolutely destroy Tulane with no mercy. Just because Lane Quinton is out doesn't mean the players forgot how to play. Give me Ole Miss plus 50 all day. 50.
Oh, you know Pete, man. He's a statement game with Tulane. I like it.
All right. How about any thoughts on old Vandy and Iowa, Shane?
Oh, Pavia. Is he going to show up or is he still partying up there in New York? You know?
Yeah. Okay. Runner up in the Heisman. I figured that was going to happen. I didn't want to cover Indiana victory, but we'll see. Apparently Vanderbilt's all in for this bowl game. I don't think they're having any opt-outs, and looks like Iowa's offense is as piss poor as it always is, but they got a good defense. So really good defense gets really good offense. This could be an entertaining game.
Seems like we say that every time we see Iowa, don't we? Like, I think they got a pretty good defense, but maybe a good special team too. I don't know. I feel like, man, I'm a little worried about the Vanderbilt Commodores in this one, man, just because you didn't make the playoffs. Your quarterback didn't get a Heisman. You know, this just, I don't know. I'm not saying there's going to be give up, and I hope there's not. I feel like for all the character issues that Pavia has took here lately, I feel like a positive note would be coming out here, getting the work done, and ending this special season, because that's exactly what it is. On a high note, you know, that's right. Kind of what I hope. And I'll say this on the Heisman, man, I was pulling for Pavia. I mean, I'm always pulling for SEC to win the Heisman Trophy. But again, the longer that we went, I felt like the opportunity was squandered. And I keep going back to that Tuscaloosa game. I felt like that was the moment. If he could have capitalized, if he didn't make those mistakes, they could have got a win there. Then he could have caught some fire here on the tail end of this half. So I feel like Indiana capitalized. Yes, it was Penn State. Yes, it was a Big Ten championship. But there was a couple of those big moments that they could say, hey, that guy deserves a Heisman. I felt like Pavia could have got that, and he just barely missed it. But a hell of a season. I mean, a hell of a season.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shane, what Vanderbilt fans, the only thing they want for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's Cousin Shane to pick Iowa.
Okay, deal. Well, yeah, because I don't want to do any more miles. I still got 2 miles on.
Well, how about this one, Shane? The Music City Bowl, T versus I, Tennessee versus Illinois here. And this is another one of, allegedly, one of the quarterbacks Tennessee wanted. And, I think it worked out for Joey Aguilar, but
yeah,
it's just kind of interesting. Burt Bielema, they're decent, I guess, but I think that old quarterback probably would have been better off coming to Tennessee. That's about the only storyline I got coming into this one. But I think Josh Heupel in Tennessee, it's not going to break the program if you don't win this one, but I think they desperately need a win here.
Yeah, end on a positive note, right? Because there's some boo birds out there already, and there's a lot of people talking about Heupel's next stop, and I don't know, man. Let's go out here. Let's whoop up on our big boy and end this thing on a positive note. That's kind of what I want to see. It's kind of like a senior day for some of these kids, so I also like to see some of that, you know, out there as well.
Okay.
I don't like if Tennessee loses, and I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but I'm going to say that if any SEC team, I'm like, it doesn't mean anything. And then if we win, I'd be like, this conference never loses. I just feel like it's important later in life, you know, in recruiting and coach talk, you know, all that stuff, just to end with another win and end this thing with a 9-win season. I feel like, you know, that's, for everything that this university was dealt at the start of the season with the key injuries, with losing your quarterback, I think that speaks volumes to how good Josh Heupel has been.
Now even I though know a lot you're of, drinking.
Even though some people hate him.
All right, how about Mizzou, Virginia in the Gator Bowl, Shane? Yeah. Mizzou getting the 9 wins, that'd be big for Mizzou. You know, again, I think most of their fans are disappointed. Yet, getting a 9, you'd be like, well, hell, 9 wins in a disappointing season. But, you know, again, that it could be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm. Could be, right? I mean, you could lose to Virginia. That sucks, you know? Nobody wants to lose to Virginia. I can't even believe they made a bowl. Did somebody opt out and they come in? Is that how that worked?
Well, they were in the ACC championship, Shane.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The ACC champ. Oh,
so this is like the second best team in the ACC, I guess.
Hang the banner. Hang the damn banner, right? Again, I look for upperclassmen to get some love. But more importantly, especially for Mizzou, I don't know. I don't know the quarterback situation. Would they said anything, what they're doing?
No, but I think that's what we got to get figured out here.
Yeah.
We got to figure it out. If Bo's our guy, if Zollers is our guy.
That's what I was like, are we going to get some answers? That's kind of what I'm looking for in this football game is when we leave here, say, you know what? Okay, we got something we can build around now. And I don't want to leave here with 2 quarterbacks playing.
Right. All right. And then I'll be 100% honest, Shane. I didn't even realize this team was playing in a bowl till like 2 days after it was announced.
Yeah.
But I'm fired up, Shane, for Mississippi State, Wake Forest in the Mayo Bowl because it's the Kamario Taylor show now, Shane. We got some hope there with a freshman quarterback. He's getting the green light. And then the defense will probably still be piss poor here. But next year, I think they'll turn it around with Zach Arnett. But I want to see the youth take over here. And this would be a huge win for State getting to potentially 6-7 if they can get it done.
Wasn't this the team that opted out of the Ole Miss game?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that.
They're like, we'll play the other Mississippi team.
Old Levy getting done. Could you imagine Levy with the mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's no. Damn, Mike. You remember that mayonnaise? I ain't going to talk about it. Nope. I told somebody that story the other day. I was like, dude, you just had to see these guys' face when they came around. I mean, golly, that was probably the lowest of low. And I've had some low times in my life, Mike, but that was pretty damn low.
Well, speaking of low, so this is the bowl with an SEC team I'm looking forward to the least. And it's, again, no hatred towards LSU, but, I mean, new coach. Most of the key players are opting out.
Yeah.
This is like a forgotten season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to get up for this Texas Bowl against Houston.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm trying to find something positive to say here, but I don't know. I just – it's like a tryout, right? You know, you got Lane Kiffin down there. He'll be watching. He'll be watching his Tigers and, you know, see what he can work with next season. So,
see, I feel like even he'll be like, he'll just be scanning the portal during the game, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're probably, maybe he's looking at Houston to see if I got anything over there.
That's probably what he'll be doing, yeah. You know what?
Down there meeting, greeting and stuff like that. But I think it's good for the fans. The fans are pumped up. They're excited about the next chapter down there. So end the season on a positive win. That'd be nice.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump to it, Shane.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, real quick, before we jump into that, all our predictions. Man, we got so many great games, right?
Yes.
Well, maybe you want to visit and go to one of these games, Shane, but you don't have tickets? Go check them out over at SeatGeek, promo code SEC10 to get 10% off your full order. There's a link in the show notes. Get it on your phone or just go to SeatGeek.com. And most importantly, don't forget that promo code SEC10 to get you 10% off all your tickets, concert tickets, theater performances, NFL games, NBA games, on and on and on. They got you covered over at SeatGeek. SeatGeek, promo code SEC10, 10% off. 10%. I believe if you do it, Shane will get 10% sober. All right, buddy, let's look ahead to 2026.
Yes.
And yes, there's going to be a lot that's going to be a changing. All right. I get it. But this is just a fun little exercise, Shane. So let's go through it team by team. Yeah. I'm going to, and then we'll predict the record. And then I'm gonna give you what I think is the over under is gonna be, but I'm not gonna tell you until I hear your prediction because I don't want to skew you. Does that make sense?
You got it.
All right, so let's go Alabama. And again, I'll read this aloud in case you're listening back later and not able to see the screen. But we got East Carolina at home, at Kentucky, Florida State at home, South Carolina at home, Mississippi State on the road. Georgia at home, at Tennessee, Texas A&M at home. Then we get our bye week, our only bye week. Why do we got single byes? I don't know. At LSU, at Vanderbilt, UT Chattanooga at home, and then Auburn at home, Shane. What's Alabama's record next season?
Alabama will go 10-2 next season.
I said 9-3.
Ooh.
So I think the over-under for Bama is going to be 9.5.
Yeah, yeah, spot on.
That sounds about right, huh?
Honestly, Mike, when you first started, I was like, I can see 9, but I was like, nope, Kalen's coming back, baby. They're going to be 10-2.
Okay, let's do Arkansas, Shane M. Hogs. I don't even know the Purple Lions, but they're going to get their ass whooped at home. We're at Utah. Georgia at home, Tulsa at home, at A&M, Tennessee at home, at Vanderbilt, then our only bye, Mizzou at home, at Auburn, South Carolina at home, at Texas, and then LSU at home. What's Arkansas's record next season?
Ooh, tough schedule, Mike. I'm going to have to go 3-9.
Damn, you nailed it. That's exactly what I said. 3-9.
Ugh.
I'm setting the over-under at 4.
Oh, God.
Well, you think that's fair, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. And you have an SEC win? Right now. I mean, again, this is way too early predictions, yeah. You know. Give Silver Fox a shot, you know.
I think he does. I think he'll get one SEC win.
All right.
Because he's losing to Utah.
that's what I thought.
Although Utah's got a new coach, so maybe they'll falter.
Yeah.
Okay, Auburn. So here's the schedule, Shane. Baylor in Atlanta, a Southern Miss at home, Florida at home, Vanderbilt at home, at Tennessee. Then we get our only bye. Then we're at Georgia, LSU at home, at Ole Miss, Arkansas at home, at Mississippi State, Samford at home. Ooh, and I screwed that up. That should be at Alabama, so I will mm-hmm. fix that. What's the record prediction for Auburn?
Well, because you switched it, I'm going to go 9-3.
Oh, Lord.
Auburn Tigers, baby, we're back.
You're all on the goalish train, huh?
Oh, yeah. Then remember, I told you first. Clip it.
They're going 7-5. 7-5 is the record for Auburn. And hell, that's a step up.
I don't hate it. Yeah.
And I think the over-under is 6.5.
6.5.
I mean, just look at that middle row, Shane. At Tennessee, at Georgia, LSU at home, at Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the losses myself.
I'm trying to find a win there.
I know. Maybe I will calm down here in a little bit and say, what was I thinking? That's usually what happens.
Now here's a critical game, Shane, that I'm going to be thinking about. We're going to be talking about it all offseason.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a handful of these games, right?
Yes.
For me, it's Auburn hosting Florida. Because I think the winner is going to have a really good year.
Yeah.
And I think the loser will be disappointing. And again, I'm not saying like 4-8 or anything, but it's just hard to have a great season. You know, it's like this year, a perfect mm-hmm. example, Shane, was where we talked about it for months on end was Missouri, South Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, you win it. I think you could go on to have great success, even though Missouri didn't. Then the loser, South Carolina, you start tumbling. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think that's going to be a huge game. And naturally, that leads to Florida, Shane.
Oh, the Camels. So, that's right.
Here's Florida's schedule. Florida Atlantic at home. Yeah. Campbell at home, whoever the hell that is. At Auburn. Ole Miss at home. At Missouri. South Carolina at home. At Texas. First bye week and only bye week. Then you get Georgia in Atlanta this time, though, not Jacksonville. Oklahoma at home, at Kentucky, Vanderbilt at home, and then at Florida State. What's a record for them Gators?
Oh, I'm going around, but I'm going to say 7-5. 7-5 for those Florida Gators.
See, here's where you screwed up, Shane.
Yeah.
Your hatred for them Gators is coming through. Give me 9-3 for them Florida Gators. Florida Gators. And I think the over-under is 7.5. So, again, I think you can kind of see where I'm going with this here.
Yeah.
But I think Florida goes on the road and beats Auburn. And I think that's the difference for both teams.
Mm. What a look at those live mascots. Wouldn't that be crazy? You got an owl and a camel, gamecock. I mean, inferior mascots. I'll say that.
All right. How about Georgia, Shane? Tennessee State at home, Western Kentucky at home, at Arkansas, yeah. Oklahoma at home, Vanderbilt at home, at Alabama. Auburn at home, then your first and only bye. Then you get Florida in Atlanta this year, mm-hmm. at Ole Miss, Missouri at home, at South Carolina, and then Georgia Tech at home. What's the record for them dogs?
Them dogs are going to go 11-1, Mike.
Buddy, you nailed it. That's exactly what I have, and I'm setting the over-under at 10.5.
Ooh, yeah. It's perfect. That'd be tough. That'd be tough to bet, right?
It would be.
But we'll probably do it because it's Georgia.
All right, how about Kentucky, Shade? Here's the record for old Kentucky Blue. Youngstown State at home, Bama at home, at A&M, South Alabama at home, at South Carolina, LSU at home, at Oklahoma, Vanderbilt at home, then your first and only bye, then you're at Tennessee, Florida at home, at Missouri, and then Louisville at home.
gonna be a tough season, Mike. I got them. I got Big Blue Nation going 4-8 here, and I almost went 3-9.
You should have. I went 3-9 with the over under 3.5.
Yeah, it's the Louisville one for me, right? We do it every year. Like, yeah. Maybe they'll beat them this year.
Sad but true. Ew. All right, how about LSU with the Lane trade, buddy? We got Clemson at home, Louisiana Tech at home, at Ole Miss, Texas A&M at home, McNeese at home, at Kentucky, Mississippi State at home, at Auburn, then we get our only bye, Bama at home, Texas at home, at Tennessee, and at Arkansas. What's the record for them LSU Tigers?
It's going to be a tough one, man. I want to say 9-3 for LSU.
I think I'm just jaded, Shane.
Yeah.
I said 8-4. 8-4.
Ooh.
With the over-under at 9.5.
Okay. Well, I guess I had a couple swing games, and I just gave them one, like 50-50, you know? So that's kind of how I looked at it.
Right.
I do like the tough matchups at home, but I don't know. I just, first time coach down there, I just feel like there's going to be some growing pains. Look at that start of the season. Clemson, Ole Miss, and A&M in September. That's you got to hit the ground running, Tigers.
Right. And of course, you know, what will change all this in about a month?
Yeah.
When they land the number one portal class, you know, we'll come in here and say, oh, they're going 11-1, no doubt. You know what I mean? But as of right now, I think give me 8-4.
See, that's the nice thing about predictions. See, we can clip this one, and if it's right, it's right. If not, we can do the post-transfer portal one.
Exactly. All right, so let's go to Mississippi State, Shane. Here's the schedule. ULM at home, at Minnesota, at South Carolina, Mizzou at home, Bama at home, then you get your only bye, then you're at LSU, you're Oklahoma at home, at Texas, Vanderbilt at home, Auburn at home, Tennessee Tech at home, and then at Ole Miss. What's the record for Mississippi State?
Give me 6-6, Mississippi State.
I said 4-8.
Oh, man. You hate Lebby.
I do.
Your three's the year, man.
Over-under is 5.5.
Yeah, probably right.
And they're gonna go under.
No, they're going to row the boat up there. They're going to beat the Gamecocks. Just kidding. I don't know. I feel like this one, there's going to be a couple of a good games. This may be an injury thing, but yeah. I do like the back half of that schedule. I can convince you, if you give me enough time, that they run November, maybe, except for Auburn. Damn, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6-6.
How about Ole Miss, Shane? We got Louisville and Nashville for some reason.
Yeah.
Charlotte at home. LSU at home. Got to win that one, Pete. At Florida. Then you get your – I hate the bye, too. Oh, God. Uh-huh. Why are we doing this? Get your bye in the first month.
Uh-huh.
At Vanderbilt. Missouri at home. At Texas. Auburn at home. Georgia at home. At Oklahoma. You get the cute pups, the Wolford at home, and then Mississippi State at home. First year under Pete Golding. What's a record for them Rebels?
I want you guys to soak up these college football playoffs, right? You are America's team, but America's team's going 6-6 next year.
Oh, why do you hate it? I'm saying 8-4. I think they can keep this thing going, Shane, with an over-under at 7.5.
Just have a feeling that half that roster's moving south, man.
I hear you. Yeah, you're probably right, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. How about that?
You know what? I'm going to change it. 5-7. 5-7.
That's even worse.
Yeah, 5-7. They don't make a bowl game.
Ugh. All right. Mizzou, Shane. We get peanut butter in the first game at home.
Mm-hmm.
At Kansas, Troy at home, at Mississippi State, Florida at home, A&M at home, at Ole Miss, then we get our bye, and then we're at Arkansas, then we get Texas at home, at Georgia, Kentucky at home, and Oklahoma at home. What's the record for them, Mizzou Tigers?
Ooh, buddy, what a schedule that is. Golly. I guess we could say that about everybody now. I feel like 8-4 is going to be the answer here. I feel like, it's going to start out strong, and then we're going to fade a little.
I'm leaning 7-5 right now with an over-under of 7.
Is there one game you probably did as a loss, but you said, maybe.
Probably like one where it could be 50-50?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing two right off the bat. Florida.
Yeah.
And at Ole Miss.
Okay.
So, I mean, these are the games, man. Yeah, if you want to win 9-10 games, you got to win all these.
But do we view an 8-4 record as a 9-3 record this season? Should we? Or
we might, because they're giving a contract extension to Eli if he gets to 8. So that's basically the playoff, I guess.
The bar is set.
All right, how about Oklahoma, Shane? Get UTEP at home, mm-hmm. at Michigan, New Mexico at home. At Georgia, I hate these buys at the end of the first month. That's crazy. Then we get Texas and Dallas, Kentucky at home, at Mississippi State, South Carolina at home, at Florida, Ole Miss at home, A&M at home, at Missouri. What's the record for the Sooners?
I'm trying to see.
These are tough, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm thinking 8 wins, man. I'm thinking 8 wins right now.
Well, that's
pre-portal.
Right. That's just guaranteed 12. But I'm going 9-3 with an over-under 8.5.
Yeah. Okay. I was looking at 9, but I settled on 8 and probably be 12, you know?
Yep. All right. How about them Gamecocks, Shane? Kent State at home, Towson at home, Mississippi State at home, at Bama, Kentucky at home, at Florida, then you get your bye week. Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas A&M at home, at Arkansas, Georgia at home, and then at Clemson. Record for the Gamecocks.
I think we have a bounce back. Give me 8 wins for South Carolina.
Whoa.
Next season. Yes. Now that sellers
you love
is
all
coming
Shane's.
Back. I don't want to be on his wall, you know.
Give me 6-6,
uh-huh.
with an over under of 5.5.
Really, 5.5? I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right, but man, what a tough schedule. South Carolina seems like they're always getting screwed with the schedules here.
All right, how about Tennessee, Shane? Furman at home. At Georgia Tech, Kennesaw State at home, Texas at home, Auburn at home, at Arkansas, Bama at home, at South Carolina, then you get your bye, Kentucky at home, at A&M, LSU at home, and at Vanderbilt. What's the record for them Vols?
Oh, how do you say 12-0 in Spanish?
Perfecto.
Oh, brother. Well, the scheduling gods have not been favorable this time. So, Mike, I'm thinking 9-3. I think 9-3 is the number.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I think the over-under is 8.5.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But that gets him in the playoffs. 9 gets him in.
All right, how about Texas, Shane? Mighty Texas. Texas State at home.
Yeah.
Ohio State at home. UTSA, I think, at home. At Tennessee, then they get their bye week. Then they get Oklahoma and Dallas. Florida at home. Ole Miss at home. Mississippi State at home. Good Lord, all these home games. At Mizzou, at LSU, Arkansas at home, and then at A&M, what's the record for the Longhorns?
10-2.
You nailed it. Nailed it, Shane. I got 10-2 as well with an over-under at 9.5.
Yes. Yeah. I can see that. I can buy that.
Okay. And then we got A&M. Got Central Arkansas at home. Arizona State at home. Kentucky at home. At LSU. Arkansas at home. At Mizzou. Citadel at home.
Citadel at home.
Gotta get, it's like a bye week for at Alabama. Uh-huh. Then you get another bye, your real bye week. And then you're at South Carolina, Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas at home. What's a record for A&M?
I'm going to go 9-3 for the Aggies.
Oh, Shane, you were on fire, so that's what I got. 9-3, over under 8.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
JP, he put over here, he says, you already double cousin cursing Texas.
How about Vandy, last team here, Shane? Austin Peay at home.
Yeah.
Delaware, I didn't even know they had a team at home. NC State at home, at Auburn, at Georgia, Ole Miss at home, Arkansas at home, at Kentucky. Then we get our bye week.
Yeah.
We're at Mississippi State, Alabama at home, at Florida, Tennessee at home.
I've got Vandy going, let's see, 1, 2, 5, and 7.
You're always counting them out, Shane. Give me 6-6 with the over-under 5.5.
I'll do 3 miles for everyone over 5.
But, yeah, so that's kind of where I got it right now. Here in December 14th, way too early. You know what?
Way too early, but we probably nailed it. This may be the best one we've had, you know?
What if this is the only time we're ever right, you know?
Exactly, before anything has ever happened. It's just
We'll just spend the entire offseason talking ourselves out of our genius picks here.
That's right. We'll be convinced. After it just takes one portal class, man, to change everybody. So I'm looking forward to it, man. This is going to be awesome. This, especially the college football playoffs, I feel like we got that lull. I enjoyed the Army Navy game. I don't know if you got to see that. That was really cool. You know, I was watching Boise State, and I think I dozed off halfway through. I was like, man, I can't wait to see some SEC action again.
I honestly didn't know that there was a bowl game already.
Yeah.
Until the next day, they were like, there's a viral photo. I don't know if you saw it, but they're like, damn, no one went to this game. And I was like, oh, shit, there's bowl games already. You know what?
Exactly. Exactly, man.
Hey, shout out Freedom. Gave us Freedom. $10, Shane. Matt Mitchell or Old Stretch on YouTube. He's hilarious, but his video on Corso retiring about made me cry. He'd fit in great as a guest, and he should get a boost. He's great. Okay.
I'm terrible at names. Is that the one with the beard?
I don't know.
Mitchell, I'm Googling.
I literally don't know. Shin, appreciate you. Don't worry, Shane. We get at least two more chances to pick after the transfer portal and the week before the start. Don't feel like you're selling your soul just yet, because you get back on there.
Yeah. Sorry. I was looking up Matt.
Okay, and then all day, Trey. I truly believe the Dogs can win the Natty this year, return 95% of the team next year, and make it back-to-back, Daddy Shane. Book it. You heard it here first. Go, Dogs. Merry Christmas, cuz.
Is it even a hot take if you're saying Georgia's going to win a Natty? Yeah. No, I did. I saw everybody's like, he's got 500. Yes, he has a lot of fun. I know who he is now. I just terrible at names. Mm. He does have some funny videos.
You know who's really got good videos, though, Shane?
I can think of it. No.
The legend, Cousin JR, has done it again.
Shout out, JR. He gifted Jason Cullen. We appreciate you, JR.
Thank you, cuz.
Shin gifted 5 memberships, Shane. Fao Ming, TB Cuse. I hope I didn't butcher that. Jacob Coker. Maybe the Alabama quarterback. Who knows? Abe, and Andy Brad. Thank you, Shin. All day, Trey. Gifted Riley is Smiley. Cool name. Thank you, Trey. Steve it up. Gifted as well, Shane.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steve it up. Roll Tide.
He gifted Jeff Amos. Thank you, Steven. And then Freedom Van Shane. He gifted 5 memberships. Joe C. Kurtz. Elena Carter. Grandmaster Choda. Cool name. Mean Solo Gaming. Thank you, Freedom Van. And then Glenn Warsaw. Thank you, buddy.
There he gifted
Dr. Chuck Peterly. All of y'all,
Welcome to the family.
Anything else, buddy? Oh, we got P5 coming in at the gate. Fun chat. Who will be Missouri's new offensive coordinator now that Kirby Moore has gone to Washington State? You know, we've been trying to get Bobby P up here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be Bobby P, but I don't know. I don't. Any candidates for you, Shane, that you're really liking for offensive coordinator at Mizzou?
No, but I have – that's the crazy thing is a lot of people don't like Drink, but one thing that he has shown he's been able to do is identify talent, whether it be players, whether it be coaches. When you see them going off to get, quote-unquote, better jobs, I have – whoever is brought in, I think he'll be fully vetted by old Drink.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, P5 gave us $20 here. Let's see what I'm looking it up real quick. I'm already here. Power Mizzou.
Mm-hmm.
They do a hell of a job, Shane, covering Mizzou here. So he's got a hot board, right? With like,
yeah.
These are the, keep your eye on these guys. Shoot, let me sign in real quick. I'm just going to read you the names.
Yes.
You pick the best one, and that'll be the winner. How about that?
Let me focus. All right, I'm in.
Okay, so six names to know.
Damn, okay.
Jake Spavital, Baylor offense coordinator. Joe Craddock, Tulane offense coordinator. Mm-mm. Derek Nix, Auburn offense coordinator. Andy Kolodnicki, Penn State offense coordinator. Or Chip Kelly, Raiders offensive coordinator.
Can I be that guy? Can I be that guy that just brings old Chip back in the fold? Ooh. I know it may not be the best hire, but it could be great. It could be great. There was a time I wanted Chip as a head coach at the University of Tennessee. You tell me he can't be a killer coordinator for you? You remember
Chip
that?
Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with that, though.
Yeah. All right.
Is there a chance he comes in and he's like, oh, I know more than you, Drink? You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a big name. He's been an NFL coach. He's been a successful college coach. I know we get enamored with the big names.
Yeah.
I'd rather get the guy that's like, nobody knows his name, but he's like a rising star. Does that make sense?
That's true. That could help, right? Does it help?
But again, the problem is identifying that guy, you know?
Yeah. Again, yeah, he may not be on this list. You know what I'm saying?
Or you'd rather have Chip Kelly than an unknown.
No, I guess, you know. I mean, there was a time I didn't know who Kirby Moore was. So,
right.
I don't know. I don't know. I really feel like what is going to help? And sometimes those old heads can be tough, especially head coaches. You know, they got to fit the culture that Drink has created there. And if you're bringing somebody in that's going to fight with you the entire time, then it's not worth. Some of those younger guys, you can kind of mold and help. So you may be onto something there. I mean, give me the young guy. Sorry, Chip.
But then again, maybe Chip is like, man, I like what they're really running the football. Maybe we can add wrinkles in.
You do this
in.
Every time. You're like, convince me. Where's Derek at? He always calls you out on this BS.
Hey, shout out Junior. We doing any watch parties? Are we going to do one for Oklahoma, Bama? I know we
were
talking about
it. Yeah. Let's drink some beer. You think I'm drunk now? Wait till we get there and watch that. I'm just kidding. I'll be cool. Somebody said, I wanted to point this out here. Matt came on here Sunday about one ago. I chatted with him and I know who he is. I just didn't know his name. So I called Paul Mike twice. So
yeah, that's true. Anything else, buddy, before we hop off here?
No. Yeah. Look, it's just mind games. And then he's like, why do you sound so dumb all the time, Shane? I don't know. Maybe because you're manipulating my mind every time I'm on here.
Hey,
oh,
appreciate
thank
you, JP.
JP putting the list together. Shout outs go to Cousin JR, Tammy B, Shin, All Day Trade, Steven Up, Rusty Barnett, Freedom Van, Tolkien, Jay Addison, Glenn Warsaw, P5 Crowdy, and Junior. Thank you all. Thank you, Cuz, for putting that together. And look forward to seeing y'all. Let's see. I'm off tomorrow. Mike, smart guy's coming in, right?
Yeah, hopefully Marler and Lassen. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Doubleheader. What is the average points OU needs to score to win a natty?
Six.
Just six? No. Yeah,
nah, I'm fucking with you.
20. If they get to 24 every game, they're good.
If they can get to how many?
24.
Shit. I think 21. I think 20. You get to 20, you're winning the damn game. Because just I'm
these
just
are
going
playoff teams, Shane.
Yeah, I know. But look who the playoff teams will be.
If they
it'll
score
be,
20 on Texas,
it'll be
they
Alabama
would have lost.
Can't score. Indiana can barely score, you know, unless it's the fourth quarter. And then what? They got to play the winner of JMU and maybe Texas. Yeah, maybe. I can see what you're saying. But those first two are going to skew it a little bit. Yeah. So, yeah, I say 20. Give me 20, you win.
The natty.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm saying 24.
Okay. Well, you do it. I'm not getting sucked into this one.
Where's your hat? Shane Suter Magic is on the way.
I need to get a hat, right? I don't know. My hats. I just can't. My head's so damn big that a hat just, it just, I can't for some reason. I can do a toboggan, but I can't do a hat for some reason. I want to do a cowboy hat. I bought a cowboy hat when Texas and Oklahoma joined, and golly, it was not pretty, so I never wore it.
Never. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't even tell you. I gave it to the kids. So I was like, it's not for me. So,
okay. Well, hey, perfect way to, we know what to get you for Christmas. Get you a hat. That's going to do it for this episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.